USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Speaking with the U.S. Conference of Mayors winter meeting at the White House, President Biden touted economic successes of the last 2 years.
Our economy was reeling, but we acted together. Now, 2 years in, it's clearer than ever that our plan's working. We're building the economy from the bottom up and the middle out, not just the top down.
The president crowed about jobs numbers and tempered inflation, promised an assault weapons ban and renewed action for abortion access, and asked the bipartisan group assembled in the East Room of the White House to be his partners.
Mayors know the measure of success isn't how many partisan points you score, it's how many problems you fix.
In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
Former President Trump warning Republicans not to cut entitlement programs as part of their negotiations to raise the debt ceiling. In a video message, he said under no circumstance should Republicans vote to cut a single penny from Medicare or Social Security. He said the cuts should be made in foreign aid, immigration programs, and what he calls climate extremism. A former Navy SEAL has been killed in Ukraine. A U.S. Navy official confirmed Daniel Swift's death this week. Swift was a special warfare operator and had been listed as an active deserter. Britain's Prime Minister facing a fine for not wearing a seatbelt. Rishi Sunak fined on Friday after not putting on a seatbelt while filming a short video for social media in a moving vehicle. And fans are gathering at Lisa Marie Presley's childhood home to pay their respects.
Preparations are underway for Sunday's memorial service at Graceland, where the late Elvis Presley's daughter will be laid to rest beside her father, his parents, and Lisa Marie's son, Ben. Fans tell NBC News they wouldn't miss the moment for anything.
When Elvis died, I was 15 years old, and I remembered the impact of that. When I found out that Lisa Marie passed away, it was like, I need to be there.
Fans will be able to view the gravesite following the memorial service. Lisa Marie's official cause of death is still unknown. I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Lottery prizes continue to grow. No one matched all six numbers for last night's Mega Millions drawing, so that jackpot will grow to $31 million for Tuesday's drawing. As for Powerball, tonight's prize is $473 million. Today marks the 25th anniversary of the Monica Lewinsky-Bill Clinton scandal. That story leaked by the Drudge Report in 1988, becoming the first major scandal to break in the age of the Internet. Clinton denied any involvement with Lewinsky at first, including testifying in front of a grand jury, but later admitted to the relationship. If you're a fan of the show American Pickers, now's your chance to do the picking.
It's a good day to be a picker. I am pumped for picking.
American Pickers star Mike Wolf has been collecting vintage motorcycles for over 30 years. He owns 110, but is putting 62 of them up at auction for the Necom Auctions event in Las Vegas. One of the motorcycles that's being auctioned, a 1928 Excelsior Super X Racer. The Necom Auctions motorcycle event runs from January 24th through 28th, with Wolf's collection scheduled to cross the block on Friday and Saturday. I'm Corey Myers.
Mattress Mack placing a huge bet on the Dallas Cowboys. The retail furniture store owner put down $2 million in cash. Should they win against the 49ers Sunday, he'll pocket $3.5 million in addition to the $2 million he put down. And the Dodgers have a new play-by-play man. Steven Nelson will call over 50 games for Sportsnet LA whenever Joe Davis is unavailable. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.